the power of Jesus' name. It was raining in Colorado Springs, and my wife and I were going at a pretty good rate of speed in our little white Honda Civic. And why not? The traffic light was green, and we were in a hurry. Suddenly, I looked up, and a truck had run a red light and then decided to stop in the middle of the intersection. I couldn't turn left, and I couldn't turn right. In a few seconds, it would be impact and a head-on collision. Suddenly, my wife cried out, "Jesus! Jesus!" It was the strangest feeling. It felt like children that were playing with toy cars. A power from on high, with a large hand on top of my car, began to push down on my roof. I was already in a skid, waiting for the impact of the truck, which was sitting in the middle of the street. It had to be God. My car stopped just in time, and it wasn't because of my brakes. It was Jesus, and through faith in His name, we were made whole, Acts 3:16. I guess God didn't want my three children to be orphans by losing their father and mother. I had a similar experience when I was in high school. A friend of mine was with me on my motorcycle as we traveled from the Tulsa area after a motorcycle motocross event. We were traveling around 50 to 60 miles per hour when my motorcycle had a blowout on the front tire. The motorcycle went into a wobble. I think it's what is known as a high-speed wobble that many motorcyclists don't recover from. I wasn't walking closely with the Lord, but in that moment I cried out to Him, and in my distress He heard me. The motorcycle corrected its wobble and steered to the side of the road. We were unharmed. Why is God so good? I don't know. I heard of a passenger who survived a plane crash, and he said instead of people crying out to God in their final moments of life, they were cursing the God that made them. Jesus said, "A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh." Luke 6:45, King James Version. I was thrown from a horse and landed on my head on a concrete street. The same thing happened to a neighbor, and she was paralyzed the rest of her days. I survived a motorcycle accident on the main street of our city, was hit by a ball bat to the head, and I almost drowned in a pond. I am an old man now, and I am trying, with the Lord's grace, to finish this race strong. Paul said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." 2 Timothy 4, 6-8, King James Version. Folks, it's not about those that start the race, but those who finish the race that get the prize. Where are your priorities today? Jesus said, "Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." Matthew 6, 20-21, New Living Translation.